just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Solo meditation and group meditation. There are times when we sit in meditation alone, and there are times when we sit in meditation with others. Both have got their own advantages. Baba specially focuses on group meditation many times. So what happens when we meditate in a group? It's good to meditate alone, to be with oneself, to be very close to one's original nature, in perfect silence, in the cave of solitude, in that perfect stillness, to experience soul and supreme soul, but at the same time, Baba often talks about group meditation. So what do you think group meditation does, which solo meditation doesn't do? What happens when you meditate in gathering? Collective meditation, what happens? Group meditation, collective meditation, Sangatit Yoga. Okay. So the environment helps. The environment helps the weak souls. They get power. There's a book, Belief of Biology of Belief, very famous book by Bruce Lipton. He says that our consciousness alters the field, the surrounding field. Whatever consciousness one carries, that has the ability to alter the environment. So when a group is sitting with similar goal, similar consciousness, similar focus, an environment is created. It is known as a ripple effect. A ripple effect is created. Just as in calm and placid lake. If you drop a pebble, ripples are created. So also, when collective consciousness move towards a similar goal, the vibes are created and they spread. And anybody who would come in that realm, he would get affected by those vibes. So, in group meditation, collective consciousness brings about unified effect. What else? What happens in group meditation? Which doesn't happen when you meditate individually. It helps to form habit. Group meditation helps in forming habit of meditation. That's a very positive aspect of it. Every day you sit with a group and meditate. A neural pathway gets created. Brain rewiring taking place. Neuroplasticity happening. So it helps to form an habit. What else? To work, to meditate in group is always fun. To dance in group is a fun. To do some group activity is a fun. To sing in a group and to sing alone, there's a difference. To enjoy all alone and to enjoy with a group is always fun. It's a recreation. It's an enjoyment. It's spiritual pleasure, merge. So group meditation is a fun. What else? When we meditate in group, what happens? Yeah. So the alertness, awareness is more. When you meditate alone, you may fall off to sleep. But when you are sitting in the group, there is a heightened alertness. Your wakefulness, mindfulness helps. Increases. Rather, you can say meditating in a group helps you to postpone your sleep or to get rid of that sleepy stage. No, but when you move to that group with that consciousness, I'll sit with alertness. That thought will keep you alert. So that is one. What else? When we do group meditation, what happens? So the concentration increases. What else? You take inspiration from each other. You see that others are sitting alert. You also feel motivated to sit alert, active. Yeah, so you compete in a positive manner. What else? Time management. Okay, you already know that this is a group timing for group meditation. So you move to that group. your steps automatically go to that group. Otherwise, had that meditation would not be there, you would be wasting your time somewhere. Some media preoccupation. There's something known as Maharshi's effect. Have you heard of it? Maharshi's effect. There was a one person called Ramana Maharshi. Transcendental meditation, not Ramana Maharshi. Mahesh Yogi. He introduced this transcendental meditation in the Western world in early 30s or 40s, 50s. So in one city in England, West England, Merseyside, he made people sit in group meditations. And that city was the third high rank in crimes. And the study was conducted about crime rates. So after a certain period of group meditation, the crime rate reduced. The city which was having third highest crime rate had the lowest crime rate in the world. So that's known as Maharshi's effect. You can read about this. The study is given at length. So, when group is sitting in meditation, the entire city is getting affected. That's known as Maharshi's effect. And what was this transcendental meditation? It's more of repetition of some mantra or japa. So if the meditation, which is the repetition of mantra, can have this effect, what can Rajyoga have? Which is the highest? So group meditation leads to collective effect of vibrations. What else? What does group meditation do? Okay. It also affects the non-meditators. What else? It's a medium of service. Baba talks about service through the mind, mansa seva. And that too, collective mansa seva. So we'll continue with the yesterday's message. Phir Baba sabhi ko pahadi par le chala, wahan charo aur dukh aur ashanti ke face dikhai de rahe the. बाबा ने कहा एक एक अलग अलग मनसा सेवा तो करते हो लेकिन अभी संगठित रूप से भी मनसा सेवा करनी पड़ेगी. यू डू इट इंडिविजुअली बट नाउ यू हैव टू डू इट कलेक्टिवली. सो दिस ग्रुप मेडिटेशन, कलेक्टिव मेडिटेशन, यूनिफाइड मेडिटेशन, गैदरिंग मेडिटेशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. बीच बीच में जहां भी संगठन होता है वहां मनसा सेवा की भी ड्रिल करो. संगठित शक्ति भी चाहिए उनको, इसलिए बाबा यह अभ्यास करा रहे. फिर सभी पहाड़ी से नीचे आ गए. मनसा सेवा संगठित रूप में करो तो दुनिया को वाइब्रेशन पहुंचे और यह अनुभव करे कि हमारा बाबा आ गया. अगर हम वर्षा नहीं लेंगे तो वंचित रह जाएंगे, हमको वर्षा लेना ही है. यह प्रेरणा उनको मिले. सो इट्स गुड टू डू योगा इंडिविजुअली बट also do group meditation. That's good for your own individual spiritual progress, as well as you become the part of that collective service. You become the part of that collective sakash that is being sent to the world. It is just like a small finger of yours in lifting up the mountain. It's just like the squirrel who was helping in building Rama's bridge by putting in a small pebble, while the other monkeys laughed at her. But she was busy, because there was always gaps in between big rocks, and she was putting pebbles, small stones, and her effort was highly appreciated. So wherever the task of world transformation is going on, and we become the part of it, that also gives us blessings, not just from God, but from the world. So it's a very good idea. And that system has been introduced here in this yajna of group meditation. Sit and meditate. Have a single, similar goal, similar focus, similar consciousness. Just one thought to help the dukhi, ashant, the peaceless and the sorrowful world. The souls are crying. The souls are in sorrow. The world is suffering. There is not an iota of happiness in this world. Every heart is remorseful, is in grief. Your words are not going to give them consolation. Your words cannot offer them solace. If you want to give them solace and comfort, you have to move beyond your body. And one more thing, when you enter in a group, soul consciousness becomes easy. Soul consciousness becomes easy. You must have seen every third Sunday, when there is an international yoga, that becomes very powerful. Because all over the world, same time, at least those places where the time is similar, souls are meditating. And what is the goal? To give sakash to the world. So when the goal is similar, consciousness is similar, it will have umbrella effect, aggregate consciousness. So that's what Baba is saying. You do it individually, but now do it in sangatan, in gathering. So gathering yoga. It's not just here, but many other people have done a lot of researches on this gathering yoga. One more thing they have talked of is, there's one study and they said that if you do group meditation, it reduces your chances of dying next year to half. If there is 80% chance that you are going to die next year, start group meditation. So your chances will become 40%. Why they said this? Because loneliness is a great killer. Loneliness is a killer. There's a persistent loneliness within. And a lonely person becomes sorrowful, detached, divorced, totally distanced from the world. And this loneliness leads to depression. This depression increases chances of dying. That's why the more the merrier. The more the good it is, the more the merrier. You know, in medical field, when they resuscitate a dying patient with CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitating resuscitation, they say that the more the merrier, the more people there, it's good. So here also, when you join group, it's always good. But at the same time, know the importance of silence, solitude, introspection. This is equally important. Be in the group when meditating, but you should also have the power to get detached from the group. Otherwise, you become just a group. You don't remain an individual. You become crowd. We don't want to become crowd. Then the mob mentality comes. You know, during India and Pakistan partition, Hindus killed Muslims and Muslims killed Hindus. There were some devout Hindus who killed Muslims, and there were some devout Muslims, very religious, they killed Hindus. If they are asked, if we ask them, a person, why did you kill? Had you killed them? If you had been alone? No. They were sitting and praying and suddenly they saw a group is marching towards a mosque, attacking. They joined the group. Had that they been alone, they would not have done such things. So it was a group mentality. A Hindu joined a Hindu mob and attacked Muslim. A Muslim joined a Muslim mob and attacked Hindu. Had he been alone, he would not have done that. His conscience would not have permitted. So this is group effect. A group is angry, a group is marching. So you join and you also get ready to kill. Mob lynching. This is mob mentality. So this is what happens. So it's good to be part of group, organization, gathering. But at the same time, you should have the power to detach yourself from entire groups, from all friends. This is most important. Otherwise, you don't remain an individual. You become crowd. You don't speak. The crowd in you speaks. There was a Western philosopher, Hegel. He said a very important statement. Be individual. That's it. Very simple statement. But it's very important. Nobody is individual here. When I speak, I am not speaking. The crowd through me is speaking. Speaking through me. The power to become, to remain an individual. To drive out the crowd from the mind. So yes, group meditation is important. To be in the group, to be in the organization, to be in the gathering is important. And you can reap the benefit of that collective consciousness. But also don't forget to move into the cave of your own consciousness. To be alone. That is religion. Just be alone. Where there is none but you. In that silence, in that stillness, the real spirituality takes birth. What are the things we do in groups? Especially Brahmins. Meditation. What are the activities where their group is needed? Picnic, work, seva, teamwork. Whenever we work in group, synergy takes place. What is synergy? Synergism is the cumulative effect, the combined effect. One person is pulling a rope, now 10 people are pulling. So there is a cumulative energy, extra power, added power. And that synergism takes place. So when you dance alone, when you dance in a group, there is a difference. When you sing alone, when you sing in a group, there is a difference. When you enjoy alone, when you enjoy in a group, is a difference. When you eat alone, and when you eat with group, there is a different energy there. That's why Baba introduced this system of eating in gathering. Energized. You get energized with that combined energy there. In the world also, if you see Sikhism, Hinduism, Gopal Kala, they eat together. And Muslims also, the food is prepared and they eat from the same plate, the big plate. So, at least 10-15 people eating from the same plate, such a big thing, they're eating. So what is that for? So one more thing about group is, it induces friendliness. It kindles love. The feeling of oneness, the feeling of harmony all those feelings start coming up. If there is a bitterness between two persons, it will go away. Ask them to sit together and eat in one plate. So, love, harmony, synergy, similar energy, all these things will happen in group. So group is very important, but don't get lost in group. Don't become crowd. Don't become mob. Retain your individuality where you are standing alone. Okay? So, Mansa Seva Sangatit. Do Mansa Seva, service of the mind in gathering. Om Shanti.